We talk about the workplace on Wednesdays, and today the fires in San Diego have fueled some businesses and choked off other businesses in the region. Eric Anderson of member station KPBS has more.
Firefighters, public safety officers, and rescue workers are busier than ever. The wildfires are demanding constant attention. The fires are also keeping businesses from opening. San Diego Gas and Electric spokeswoman Rachel Lang says her company is an example of the contrasts. Hundreds of office workers are being told to stay home, but others are working overtime.
Every single field personnel that we have is out there right now. Every single one. So they're working in shifts, and they're going to be until this thing is over.
At one point, more than 500,000 people were under evacuation orders. That prompted many large companies to tell their workers to put their families first. Qualcomm, Petco, and Jack in the Box, along with many of the region's major employers, all pared down staffs. San Diego's Mayor Jerry Sanders urged locals to stay out of the way.
Please stay at home today if you can. Stay off the freeways. Allow our emergency vehicles and people needing to evacuate to move around freely. And please stay off your cell phones.
The financial damage will be significant. But if the wildfires that devastated the region 4 years ago are an indication, these blazes could help kickstart the local economy. A post-fire construction boom could bring back thousands of construction jobs that the region has recently lost. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.